Rishus Avi Mori. Ramon the Sugya B'tiyas HaPas. By Simakos Amo Zayin by Sifir Aleph. We have a Mishnah on Daf and Beis. Brings down when someone is sitting by the case of Pas, he makes Baruch to himself. Mashenking B'Seba is reclining, then Echmo Baruch L'Kulam. Now the Mishnah is causing a case of Pas. The Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel discusses the case of Yayin, the two Lashonos over there, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. It doesn't help for the case of Yayin, or even in the case of a Seba, the case of Yayin. And then the Rishon discussed the case of Shah Peris. Sometimes we have Pas, we have Yayin and Shah Peris. Says the Bialochi, one of the Sugi Negeh to Yayin and Shah Peris, Ayin Simon Veshud Gimel. That means our Sugi is the Mishnah's case, Negeh to the Gemara, the Machlok Shah Rabbi Yochanan, the Sugi of Rishon and Pas, that's Veshud Gimel, we have learned it, we have tested it, Oilam knows it. Negeh to Miucha, the Sugi of Pas, what comes out over here, is that when a person does Yaseba, the loch is Echem of Aruch Lukulam. The reason says the Mishibura over here and over there, Gizroiv Am Hadras Melech, Kamung Tosis, and he says, he points out, Bizman, the Rishonim already, the minig was not to eat Yaseba, it was Ben Yoshim, Ben Mesubim, was even, and therefore Bizman Azer, the Rishonim is no chilek. The definition is, whatever is Nichol Negeda of Kfiyas, then Echem of Aruch Lukulam, Roiv Am Hadras Melech, it's not be Kfiyas. Person is walking around, is standing, then the idea of making a bracha one for another should not be done. Kamal the Mishabua in Simon Risha Gimel and says, even though that's a halacha, the person should bypass or by Yarian, the Maisa is, the minik is connected hadin. Maisa, we don't do that. The whole time we see it, maybe it's by the case of Kiddush, by Avdalah, by Amaitzi, and even then, the people of Maisa will stand, depends upon the minik over there. Otherwise, the halacha is we don't do that. Mishabura wants to say why, based upon the Chai Odom, because it's very hard for a person that has Kavon to be Yaitzi others, and the person who wants to be Maitzi is not going to have Kavon to listen to him, and therefore the Nahogia seems to not be that way. But Maitzi comes out, otherwise, besides for Shabbos or Abdullah, or by the case of Maitzi, otherwise Odom does not seem to follow this halacha. Now, come on, once we have this halacha over here, that we have a sugya of has to be Rekfiyas, but not standing and walking, Kamal Mechaber and Sivya Bey discussing, what about a case of riding? You're sitting, but we know the Gemara says, Reichav Kamalach Domi, is that Nichol Negeda of walking or Nichol Negeda of standing? So, come along the Mechaber, and it brings down the loch is, the Maisa says, since we pass Reichav Kamalach, as if he's walking, and therefore one person should not make a bracha for another person over here. You should not do that. Even though it's Reichav Am, but it's as if he's walking over here. However, says the Mechaber, let's say you tell everyone, let's stop and stand on our own horses or sit on our own horses in the place together. Kamashmon, that is Nichol Negeda of sitting together. You might think you need one shulchan, one mapa. You do not need one shulchan, one mapa. If all the horses stop together and you want to eat to make a bracha, then again, Negeda Sugya of Zimon, says the Mishmur Behilcha Zimon, the same call over here applied to over there. Then you can make Zimon together. You consider it as if you ate together. That's the case of Reichav. Come on, the Achor discuss what's Nichlan Reichav, what's Negev to the Sugya of sitting. So Maharavam has two cases, one by the case of a wagon, one by the case of a boat. He starts off by the case of a wagon, which I assume he means, you have a horse pulling a wagon in the back has 10 people over there. He discusses, do you say, L'maisa Reichav G'mahalach, they're all walking over here, and therefore they're not Nichlan Negev, they're eating together, therefore one person cannot make a brach for others, and also Zimun should not be done in this situation. No, circle of you're sitting together in one wagon. See, Klezer Shaila, beforehand, the Mabushi Yantav, also Klezer Shaila. He says the case of Tzarechian. The Maya said, what to go do? He comes with the Eliyahu, he says, he doesn't understand. What's the Shaila? Circle of the Svar over here is, we're sitting together. Why should this going to be a case any different? Void, what's the Lacha B'di'evet? The place can say, let's say you didn't make a Bracha B'di'evet, we'll get the Machlaikis, Meshavuot Paschalis, like the Machaber, that's not Ma'akim B'di'evet. It's costing a case of drapon over here. And therefore, the El Rabbah wants to tie that a case of wagon of Vada the Loch is a person that can make a bracha and can make zima together. Atzad Hashem, come over to Aruch HaShulchan, says, Sarkol Saif, Reichav Kamalach. Am I see you walking over here? There is no kvias over here. Therefore, how in the world can you eat together? You're not together. Machloik is El Rabbah versus Aruch HaShulchan. Halach Lamaisa over here. Oh, we'll get to that, Bez Hashem. So they get the wagon over here, come along with Shibura by Hilcha Zimon. Over here is Mitzadid Lahokal. And Hilcha Zimon, Maisi, come along to Paskin. By Zimon, there's three people, you don't say Shem Hashem. There's then 10 people, you say Shem Hashem when you bench together. So he says over there, when a person is going b'derech in a wagon together, he says three people, l'maisi, not saying Shem Hashem, mazam together. So let's say you weren't supposed to, nothing wrong. And they get to 10 people, let's be choshev mitzad the sugya brach l'vatolo. However, let's be choshev v'chiv zimon. He says to mazamin 10 people without Shem Hashem. Let's be choshev both ways. And therefore, come along, it says, since b'diyavad yitzad 10 people without Shem Hashem, therefore a person should make zimon without the Shem Hashem, but 10 people. So we have a mishavud that does over here, again, it begins on two sides, mitzad l'hokl. Again, not much of an afmina, but you have certainly yitz over here, says the Mishnah Berurah. But actually, yeah, in the get to the sugya of Zimon, the person on the wagon, the loch is for 10 people, the mice to be choshish and not say Shem Hashem, be mezam together. That's first one case in the Magar Avram. And the other case, a third case in the get us, again, we have a reichah, we have a wagon, and we have a case of going on a boat. It says the Magar Avram, on a boat, avada, that's the case of a kriyas. Avada, person saying together. In fact, the Al-Rabba, why? In fact, the Yavitz, why? Why is that more posh in the case of a wagon? What's the chilek? Maisa Magar Avram says it, and once a Paiskim Magar Avram says it, he's Mesopak by case of a wagon. So by the case of the boat, come the Chayotah, Meshvur, Chol Shulchan, then a Vadu it together. The Yavetz wants a Taino, you don't understand the Chalik, it says, really depends. If you go in the case of a boat, where it's very stormy, and the waves, and the boat's going back and forth, that's a Kriyas. It's a calm boat, that's saying together. Something wants a Taino, you go in a wagon, very bumpy and very rickety the road over here. One time that's not a Kriyas, not saying together. It's calm. My snichel get of a kriyas. Fine, that's how the yevuses go. But the paiskim on tainus svina is more of a kriyas of a wagon. Fine. Now the get us, these cases are usually not too common. We're not coming to Aruch HaShulchan. We discuss the fourth case going on a train. We'll get to that in our cases. So step by step. Next is a train. Coming to Aruch HaShulchan. And he says trains kabayis mamish. That's mamish. You have a cover. You sit there. You mamish. You're there for a while. Now, it sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan discussing an intercity train. In those days, they didn't have trains in the city from stop to stop. But in an intercity train that you're there for a day, a couple of hours, you know, you have food there, they have a bathroom there, they have whatever, a mokum there, that people stay for a long time. That they want to tell you that avad nechon negedav kriyas yesh lodin, is that true negedav too? When you're going from one stop to another, there's nechon negedav kriyas l'chura. You can argue it's nechon like a wagon, reichon kemahalach, maybe not nechon negedav kriyas negedav to the sugya of zimun. Come over according to today, and they discuss going on cars and the gear to going on buses over here. The question is it like a sugi of a train or like the sugi of a wagon? So you can hear mikan lekan. This question to Benjamin Zilber, Rav Scheinberg, Rav Chaim Knievsky. They say he's nichlan the gather of a case of a train, like the Aruch HaShulchan, case of a boat over here. And therefore, the Taina, I'll make you brach of a moitzi roim am hadus melech. More negate to zimun, we should make a zimun together. Atzad HaSeni, V'zayis HaBracha says, why? What's different than the case of a wagon? What's the difference? And therefore, says V'zayis HaBracha, and the Birch Hashem and the Or Letzion, once the Mishibur Paskin by the case of a wagon, the Lachit be Choshish as Chashash Brach L'Vatolo, therefore, Negeh, to go into the cases on a bus and on a car, a person should not say with Shem Hashem by Zimon, they should say without Shem Hashem. Now, Shigal Das question, is it like a wagon or like a Svina? What's the Chilik on wagon versus Svina is in the Mishnah Berurah? Next level, what about a plane? That, the Maaseh, how long in a plane? That's like the Aruch HaShulchan says, he himself wants to be machmir in the case of a wagon, but he says in a train, that's kriyas. So whatever his trains are discussing in his day is certainly not worse than our airplanes, bizman hazeh. And therefore, when you're in the airplane, bizman hazeh, the Maaseh Olam does make a zimun together. They do bunch together when they have a kruitzah together. The Paiskim all say in the airplane, nichlan together kriyas. Yeah, that's so we all sing together. That's true. That's according to the Yavish Yitz Lajan. But the Maisa, we not don't speak Mechalik. So it comes out, we mentioned six cases over here. Reichiv is clearly not a kvias. A case of going on a wagon, a shallow among the Paiskin. Case of the boat is Nichol Yadak Kvias. The Aruch HaShulchan says the train is kvias, Yishlodim is Manazer. A bus and a car, Yishlodim. But however, a case of an airplane, certainly Nichol Yadak Kvias. The Indian, Ba'isa Indian. Over here we see when a people walk by Derech, you can eat. Can a person walk around in the street and eat in the street? Is that the right thing to go do? So come along the Malak to discuss, we have a loch over here to walking and eating in the street. The question is a person allowed to, or should they, what's the correct hoga and get to eating in the street over here? So, first, maybe stop from this. A sugyo, there's a Gemara Kedushin Daf Mem Beis, the Gemara over there says, "Oichel b'shuk is doima kekelev. Yesh oimim posel la'edus. Come on, the Gemara paskins halacha ki yesh oimim. Not only is doima kekelev, it's posel la'edus. Halacha l'maisa brought down by the Rambam in Hilchos Edus. Losh the Rambam is a person who is like a kelev of posel la'edus. And brought down in Chosh Mishpat in Simon la'medalad. Is doima kekelev of posel la'edus. So the question over here is, how do you put our two sugyas together? Maisa, if he's posel la'edus, doim le'kelev, so what are the klom and the gedarim over here? The Yisrael Chaim Kineski, let's say, for example, a person is Sada Kedushin, and he has Edim over there, and you know that this aid, Maisa, you aid in the Shuk, do you have to go tell the Sada Kedushin? I said, Avada, he's posel la'edus. God tell this person he cannot be an aid over here. Sada Kedushin was posel over here. So the first Shalom, Olam always starts clarifying, maybe Metzias changed. Maybe Derech Eretz changed. We know we're getting out of base station now. Sim discussing eating a sandwich, holding a kebab in your hand. Kamal that Chaim want to discuss. Derech Eretz changed. We eat a falafel. We eat a pizza. Maybe Derech Eretz changed. So when there is a question of Shlomo Zalman, Derech Eretz changed. His example that what does change, he says, holding in your hand. The example what does not change is eating b'shuk. That's an example that says always that person posel ages doim kekelav is someone eating in the shuk. We'll get to that. And therefore, the Yisrael Chaim Kineski is Manazez the chain, and Menashe Klein, and Zobshim brings it down that way. That today it does not change. Those want to argue, but the Gdala Paiskim is Manazez, we seem to follow, and they say it does not change over here. So let's define what does that mean. We have to know whether we're possible or not, right? How much tshuva we have to do? That's the question. So, first, Tosfos Daf Mem and Kedushin really is a question. That Reb Shimon, the son of Rabbi, he was eating in the shuk. Rameh and Overtim, it's not shvach v'tamal chochem to eat in the shuk. Rabbi Yishalmi says that tamal chochem shouldn't do that. Rabbi Gemara says posel edus. When is it osir, and when is it not nice? I mean, you have to realize there can be two levels lalocha, and practical. There's a locha that's osir, posel edus. A locha, even if you're allowed to, it's not a nice thing to go do. So Taisa starts off saying, Rabbeinu Chananel, he wants a taino. The chilik is when it's osir, is when you chaytiv oichel, you take less than the shava prutiv of a person. That's when it's posel edus. But stam to eat in the shuk, ma baya. That's all the tamal chacham. Rabbeinu Yo and Taisa, he wants a taino. The case is dafka when he goes over the shuk and eats a little bit, make believe come to go buy from them. Gnevis nas. That's when it's posel edus. Otherwise, stam to eat in the shuk, no problem. It's Taisa. Come up in Tam and Taisvis, a third Taisvis and Taisvis, who wants to say this halacha in the game, Yuchid to pass, to walk around with a falafel, Eish Tenor, pizza, that's Daimel Kelev. That's Basel Eidus. Walk around eating an apple? No. That's three two of Simon Taisvis. Again, we have Beinu Tam, Beinu Leo, and Beinu Chananel. Halacha Lamaisa, which one do you pass like? Look up the Rambam, and you look up the Choshev Mishpat and Mechaber, none of the three. All three of them we do not go like. They do not mechal whether it's pasnat, chote v'oichel, negate to the case of his gnevis das. All three don't pass like. So, what is the chilek between the Yishalmi and verse the Bavli? One's pasal edus, one's not tamal chacham. So, where the gdola poiskim, the sma, and the bach, there are two ways you read the mechaber and the Rambam slowly. They either have a chilek over here of the words of the sma, is that it has to be b'fnei kol ha'om, has to be in front of a lot of people, that's together. But let's say it's not in front of a lot of people, you're by yourself, or less people. That's only for Talmud Chacham. Or the Lashon, again in the Mechaber and the Rambam, is Holchim, when you're walking, not by the case of sinning. That means you have to have either a case of walking, you say both Betzim, Lashon, the Rambam, and the Mechaber, and the place can bring down the Mechaber. It's Holchim, Beshuk, Bifnei Am, that is the Isser. Less than that is not also, but it's not nice for Talmud Chacham. Let's first together. Holchim, Bifnei Am, Allah Chalamayisro. What's as far as why it's done in Kekelev? The words of the Mashon, the Sugya says, and a person, when he has to eat in the shuk, what do you mean? It sounds like he has no food that's matzi around. Like a kelev has to go find food around. Let's go sit at home. What are you eating in the shuk for? Pasnisht. That's what it's done with kelev. So we have a loch over here. A person is holchim, b'fnei am, b'shuk. Again, it's posel edus, done with kelev. You could ask, let's say a person already is posel edus. As he is, an isha. Isha is posel edus, the color is. Could she eat in the shuk? I saw this Shalom Yaakov Itzkash. Could she eat in the shuk? And even in case, let's say she's going to be kosher edus for a case of aguno. So the maestro should have a two psulim. She's an isha and she ate in the shuk. Did that make pasla? She can kosher edus for a case of aguno. Maestro, it doesn't answer the question. I think if I care it. Posh, it's not nice. Kol kvudu bas melach b'nimo. If I care it. Certainly an ish is not in the shuk. Certainly it's a gnaya over here. A princess in the shuk, a vada pasnish. That's clear, nearly. This of Khan Knievsky is into mechanical cotton. So the vada, why not? Well, what's doing any other mitzvah or in over here? Even children to mechanach. If sometimes it's not worth the chinach, the whole idea of chinach is mechanach for the future, and you bought some nash in the store and they want, they're bothering you, they're driving you nuts for it, it's not, sometimes it's not kedai, chinach is not for now, chinach is for the future, and you give it to them now. Because they're children. And sometimes adults are children. But actually, the says, sometimes we have to do things now for later. But if you can't tell them to wait, you tell them to wait. The Chaim brings down the story that he was going on the way to the beach with the Chaznish. And he asked the Chaznish, oh, they're selling tiras, corn over here. So he asked the Chaznish, I bought some tiras. Chaznish says, Eichel b'shuk. That's Eichel b'shuk over here. I'm not sure how old the Chaim was. But to eat tiras, Eichel b'shuk. Fine, so we have a get over here of Eichel, that pas applies to all food, ladavka pas, even in case of tiras over here. What about drinking? So first of all, obviously you're not discussing drinking from a bottle. No one does that. Talk about drinking from a straw, right? Otherwise, from a bottle is, or a can is another question over here. Mitzad derech haaretz. Person drinking with a cash, a straw over here. So again, there's a segva siach yitzchok. He goes back and forth. His question doesn't seem to answer. The Yitzchok Knievsky. He said, "Lemaisa, what's the difference? We learn the sugya over here and they get feeding your animal beforehand. Only by shtia we have rise the psukim to mechalik. Otherwise, shtia is gachila domi. We're machma side by chila, side by the case of shtia." If so, this in Chaim Knievsky, you see numerous places that have these drinks outside. When you walk back from the kaisel, or after he brings down a bnei brak, but he visits over there, they have these places where people can stand outside and drink. He says, there, it's not mitzad, it's not there, the taivo, they want to enjoy a coke. Sometimes it's had outside, but you get svas and you need places to drink. You come back from the kaisel for this morning, then you ask the mitzvah. This is one thing, eichel b'shuk, why eat here, eat somewhere else, but when you're weak, or there's a heat outside, there's sun outside, fine. There's nichol get a mitzvah tzarech. That not nichol is isur shavoy. Otherwise, tamazoy, because you enjoy a coke, you want to eat here right now. Then why? Eat at home.
Why would you be allowed to eat in such a scenario?
What?
Why would you not be allowed to eat in such a scenario if you're starving?
So go home, eat, sit down. Why walk around eating?
Drink and go home and sit down.
No, that's. Yeah, because right now, when it's hot and dehydrated, that's what I have these drinks outside for. Right now, you have to keep it serious right now. Otherwise... What? Oh, so we'll get a stop myself. Let's take first the case of a sucking candy. There actually is from Chaim Knievsky. A Maisa, it's not Nicker, no one sees it over here. He says, Maisa, Medina is motor. Tamachocha, maybe not. No, it's not the right thing you'll do. You have to always realize there's two levels over here. There's a halacha. When outside hokish boy, it depends who you are. No, maybe you know, more mechubad you are, maybe the candy no one sees, a lollipop you don't see, but more people saying, you know, different levels over here. Now again, with only really asking what defines shuk. Everyone knows a person cannot eat in the shuk. What is a shuk over here? I mean, you have a person running the street, mice is clear it's mutter. So where's the mutter? What's the case of a shuk? Shuk machni hudadavko. When they took us around the kashrus through Avonot, they took us to the Midrash Chov. No, is that nichol to get of a shuk over here? Because they have a massive era, everyone's staying outside eating. Well, is it the Beis Yisrael? Is that nichol to get of a shuk? Is Meir Sham? What defines a shuk? So again, the Swarm and the Yisrael Chaim, what's the definition of a shuk? He said, wherever it's motzi to have a lot of people, that's the definition of a shuk. Well, a lot of people are around. If so, and that's again the Loshon of the Rambam and the Mechaber, but Fnei Kol Am, a lot of people are around. So, okay, it's going to be a question. You can eat on a bus. You'll try to find the get over here. So, first, let's say you can eat on a bus. On the bus, you know, you're going to Shiva, you're running late. Oh, so we'll get to that. We'll try to define that, Zaidi. So, first, the get to going on a bus. So, again, numerous forms discuss the question. The Yitzchak Knievsky, and the Delvishin, and the Alei L'Shabeach, and the Yitzchak Shev Kossin, Chelek Vav. They all seem to go bigger, more mahalach over here. Now, first of all, technically, eating in a place in a bus, the mice is mutter. Why? So close up, it's a yachid. It's a mokum of a shusay yachid. For example, you can eat by a chasen of 500 people there. I eat rabim. So the idea of a shuk has to be a mokum of shusay rabim. Eating in a mokum of shusay yachid, even though there's a lot of people there, there's no bazoin. You can never eat in a chasen of 500 people. In the haim a year ago, before the Seger, right before the corona, there used to be a chashu of 500 people. Right now it's 50 people. But it used to be there was 500 people there, if guys remember. So fine. So now, how can you eat there? Everyone's eating there. And one time, that's Ushus Yochid. So, but technically, on a Pasla Maisa, Avada is not Nechel Negev, the Is of Oichel B'Shok. However, this idea, again, things in the Mutter, Tamachachach B'Shanatu. Therefore, Reb Chaim says, let's say you're on a Pasla of Yeshiva guys, I've reich, I'm going to Shiva Smear, and you're running late, you want to eat breakfast. Everyone understands each other, Achenu Bnei Yisrael, no problem to eat. They go Sam and the Egel Boss, and people see you eat, Pasnished. Hence, who you are, what the level of here is. Shem Akosi says, to go from stop to stop inside the city, no, we're eating. Can't wait. You're going into city. You know, you're traveling a couple of hours to the case at Tzvas. 5 hours, people eat on the bus. Now, people understand that concept over here. That means there's a concept over here of the Yisrael Yitzhaboy, the Issa, the Noah, not a shock. Shusha Yachin. That Hoga, how to act, the more dignified, the more chashiv, the more you understand of who you are, the more you people appreciate that you don't eat in front of other people over here. Take another example, I don't say this. Let's say you have your own backyard, that you eat in your own backyard, my parents used to have in their house, and the street can see you. I was on 7th. The street can see into my backyard. I'm eating it in Ushus HaYachid, and the street sees me from the shuk. Is there a problem? So again, Medina Vadis Motor. I'm eating in my own Ushus HaYachid. But the more dignified, the more nicer, up in the level where you're holding, maybe you should not be eating in that place. Not going to that place over there, Yitam HaChachim. They discuss the smorgasbord. People know in America there's a concept called smorgasbord. Not what they do over here. Here's to put out some cake and soda. In America, they seem to have gesudas shlomim b'shaitoy. Their mamas have, and then they have a meal afterwards. Right? Their mamas have a smorgasbord. They have mamas everything there on the women's side, or whatever, or the mixed side. So Menashe Klein has a shiva in Chelik Tezvav discussing a smorgasbord. So first he gets involved with Menashe Klein, a bayam tzadasugyot tznius. Men and women eating together. Allah, fine, let's put it aside, nobody has to see it. He says, Lamaisa, what are you doing? You're walking around, holding a plate. There are 5 tables for 100 people, right? Everyone's walking around eating, taking, and chapping, and eating kareva osam. He said, this is mamish zilzul nichli yisoid of eating bashuk. That's better than what you're doing over here. And therefore, he says, a rub who is mesadik kedushin should mahatir, make sure not take people who eat by the smorgasbord in America. What are they doing? They're doing the whole mohos, you said, of what? Of eating mashuk. Oh, no, so again, he's saying that's true. I'm asking. First of all, he says over. He says the same story. He said of a story that the Sholem Eshev was once by the Yerid. He opened up the window, he looked outside, he saw this person over there. He calls up the Yerid in the street. Guy comes up to the Sholem Eshev. And the Sholem Eshev says, where are you from? He says, I'm from Krakow. Oh, you know the Rav of Krakow? So yeah, everyone knows the Rav of Krakow. He said, could you do me a tevel? He said, yeah. Could you bring a letter to the Rav of Krakow? Me? To be sure. But now you don't open up the letter. So of course, he comes down with his letter, he tells his friends, you know, this little boy over here, that I spoke to Sholem Eshev, I know the Rav of Krakow, we go bring him a letter, how choshev, and he made a whole guy about himself, how great he is. Kids say, goes back to Krakow. He tells the Rav, I have a letter from the Sholem Eshev. Rav was like, the Sholem Eshev sent you a letter? Like, you couldn't find anyone else. It must be very, very important. He couldn't find it. It's very tachof. So he quickly opens up the letter. And he opens up and says, the Sholem Eshev writes inside, you should know, I saw him eating the shuk. He's supposed to eat us. But, this is halacha. Says, Menashe Klein, the Metzias changed. I mean, let's say Metzias changed, everyone stole. He writes this. Everyone steals. You're supposed to eat us. Everyone steals. If you want. Now, a lot of people could tighten up, and that's the hetter business. Everyone does it. Right? That's the hetter. Everyone does it. I mean, everyone steals. That's the hetter. So, no, that's gzeilo, you're postulatus. Same thing over here. If you're a mezuzal, yourself, you're postulatus over here. The mice again, the Gedish Mogus board, I know that those want to argue with Menashe Klein, but the Yisayid Shaboy, that Gosh Shaboy, as an example, for Kert, usually people who take for a Masada condition. The Edim are Choshev people, and they're not the ones by the smorgasbord, the Mevin Yovin. Those people do not seem to be in the place of the smorgasbord. If they are, Menashe Klein is Apostle Eidus. I was actually once at a chasna with Adam Choshev, actually in Miami. So he stayed for the whole entire chasna, and he did not eat by the mamash. The food there was amazing. Amazing. And he didn't eat. And I asked him afterwards. He says, one of the tricks of the trade all Masada Kedushas learn, before you go to the chasna, said he personally did. He ordered from the best restaurant to where he was staying. He ate as much as he can. Kamti has no taif anymore. Why? Because people should not see him eating. I sing down on the days of chasnas. He disturbed people not to eat. So you see all these chasnas not eat by chasnas. Maybe they ate before, it can say. Maybe not, maybe they can not. But this is such a way not to eat. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos says that a Rebbe in a Talmud, a Rebbe should not eat in front of the Talmud. Fine. They asked, what about eating in a park? Chaim Kanievsky, can you eat in a park? Sit down, eat in the park. He said, the Maisa is Kain, the idea of a shuk over here. So what about eating in the Midrachov? Or not a lot of places that have these tables outside in the street and they sit down. Can you sit down and eat over there? So, well, any place where have these tables in front of the restaurant, is there an iser mitzad post ladies? So again, there are Latian and the Shabayach and the Rebbe Yoh, and numerous from go come out the same halach over here. There are two sugyas: there's a din of post ladies and then the sugya of Talmud Chacham. The ger post ladies you're not. Shulchan Aruch says holchem b'shuk b'fnei ha'am. You're not holchem b'shuk. You sing down. It's made to eat over here. However, at the end of the day, to eat lefnei ha'am is the idea of a Talmud Chacham. It's not the correct anhaga. Now, who's a Talmud Chacham? I know myself. I'm not a Talmud Chacham, right? Everyone knows himself. You know. So first, the klal, the place can say, over b'der klal, a Talmud Chacham is not what you are, what you know you are. It's what you represent. You represent the Torah, you represent yeshiva, you represent Talmidei Chachamim. Of Shtrumah Chazet Shuva, how Negeta Sugya of Chil Hashem is the same as Sugya. Chil Hashem is not the idea what you know. You know you're the biggest mushkus in the world, right? You have the iPhone, fine. So you're the biggest mushkus. But the Maisa, no one knows that. You know, you keep it hidden, no one knows the private number over here. So fine, the Maisa, since you represent Torah and people see doing things, and the Negeta of Chil Hashem. The Negeta of a Talmud Chacham means what you represent. People see, that means you go back to America in by Ben Ezmanim, if they let you out by Pesach. So the way I used to hear Nosati Zatzal say over, you represent Torah, whether you like it or not. You have to be very careful what you do. Now, you want to have a shorts and play ball, doesn't mean you have to walk in the streets in Lakewood to go to play in the courts. No, maybe you can do that, get dressed there. Don't you you represent Torah, that's your most over here. Same thing to get to eating in these places. You want to tell me eating the Midrachov, Mitinai not postulators. But my sense, some people should have the agosha and the appreciation and the concept that there are some people who do not belong there. And we all understand, you see an Adam Choshev there, you'll be taken aback. So maybe you present Cheshivas. That's who you are. Why in the world are you there for? You take it even a step further. Different? What?
Why are the restaurant different?
No, again, you're not Holchem B'shuk. It's made to eat there. It's not Loshen L'Ramam Mechaber. It's not Holchem Pasnish. It's not a Kelev. It's not something that's chopping trying to get. This is the place to eat.
That's not nice. Should the neighbor also therefore not eat in a restaurant for the same reason?
No, so the different level, again, you have to judge what level of Talmud Chacham you are. That means Avada, know that you will never find Chaim Kanievsky in a restaurant, right? You won't find certain Rosh Hashivas in a restaurant. A certain Rosh Hashiva told me, you know, I won't eat pizza with my hands, only in front of my family, otherwise use a fork and knife. Each one through their magic also. Another example, you go out to you're in a restaurant, you sit in a restaurant, there's always the windows to the street. You're in a misada, and they have windows going to the street. Should a person sit by the windows that go to the street? So again, I personally, when I have to go out with my wife to certain places, I just have the gush. I either sit upstairs, I sit in the back. I don't like sitting by the window. She likes sitting by the window. It's all fine. You sit there, I'll sit there. It's your choice. But usually she follows. Fine. But it's not gush. You know, not everyone has to see you eat. See you fresh. Get those portions of the fresh. I mean, so not gush. Maybe you should have. Maybe it's a concern to me. I'm not sure. But like I say, it's again, the halacha of is not a problem. But the Maisa, there's a concept. We see that two clear levels over here. The idea of the whole Kumashuk of Ne'am, plus Leidos, Daim Kelev. That's the idea. You have to judge who you are. The person should not go do Lefi visit Tamil Chacham. Sif Yud Gimel. Person we say over here is that you have to be Kveya Mokim. If he's not Kveya Mokim, you should not be make a bracha for somebody else, because there is no way of Hamadus Melech. Let's say B'diyeved, you did make a bracha. You're not Bekvius. You made a bracha one for another. Says the Mechaber, Lemaisa Shmei Ka'ino, and you are Yitzo. Come along among Avram, brings down the Machlokes among the Shoinim. It sounds like they want to be Machmer. Avram says, Mishbuah says, Avram says, Tzarechin. It sounds like he wants to be Machmer. And there are those, the grass, the Archa Shulchan says to be Machmer, which comes out, that means, Mamash was bothering me this past Avdallah, that my minig is nice to stand, and the ilm there was seemed to be going amafar and mufazer. Right, they're going from place to place, and the limit how much you can mechanech, how much is really be mechanech over there. And the ma'aser comes out, they're going from place to place, and now we're carrying the mitzvah of dollar or kiddush over here. Baruch Hashem, we have the mishmur passing like the goin over here, and the place can be, go not their way. The Elirabo, the Shtamah, they go like the mechaber and says the chol pachas b'diyev d'yoytza. I'm very happy with this mishmur. Ma'aser, we passing ma'aser you are yoytza shmeik oinoy, not like the mechaber from over here. Sif Yudalit, Malach Negev to be being by Tzaya. Who's the one who should cut the Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos or during the week? Chala for everybody. So the words of the Mechaber is Godol Shemekulam. That means the first level, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's first the Balabayas. Why? He's by Tzaya Ba'ayin Yofo. Balabayas. After it's the Balabayas, then the Loch is Godol Shemekulam. So first, they do ask a question. Let's say you're the Balabas and your father's there. Avi Mori is there. Should you tell him to be Batsaya? You should be Batsaya. Is it Indian to give him a comment? So, myself, I know people do different things. I personally give my father, Shmuel Kamensky says, it's a mitzvah to tell your father to Batsaya. Others, the myself, they themselves are Batsaya. Fine, yesh, yesh. But what, myself, when you're not being Batsaya, Gol Shabakulam, the words of the Mechaber is, Gol Shabakulam, the Gaeta Chachma. The Swam say also, let's say that even the Chachma, that goes by age. Right, age is also nichol negeda of a mile over here. The mishavur does bring now from Magavram. What about a case by a chasno? A chasno is doimel melech, and therefore he should cut first. And hogib is manazed does not seem to be that way. The obvious reason is a vada mechila helps by a chasno. Usually he has the yichurum, and then he has the pictures, and therefore to make even wait for him to go wash. Maisel usually he is moichel, does not seem to worry about this Indian. Hagam Rav Nevental says it's not only gate for chasno. Daim Lamelech is all 7 days. And therefore, when he makes a Lechem Mishnah, let's say in Shabbos to everybody, or even during the week, he should be gate to everybody. If everyone has their own challah, that seems to be the minute can neged din.
The minute they come late.
Well,
the minute they always come late, anyway.
Okay. Now, you do ask some what about a chosim bar mitzvah? It's chosim. Making a bar mitzvah as a shem in a month. So, no, Chaim says no. It means a chosim, means a chosim, a real chosim. Now, it's brought down over here that the loch is by a koyin, the kidashtoi, so the Shulchan Aruch, Maisi, he goes first, in the kolom over here. Now, what does that mean, the kidashtoi? What does the get over here? The Gemara in Gittin, Dorim, Hori, it's other places, the kidashtoi, the whole davar shebekdushtoi goes first, therefore the Torah Chishin, the Varah Chishin, and therefore he takes the first portion, the first one. So, for example, Shivas Mir, we have a line over here by lunch. Guy says, I'm a coin. I go first. Tell everyone, excuse me, wait. Everyone move over, all 100 guys, 300 guys. I should go first. It said over here, Lita Mani Yafa Rishon. You should go first. So, is that true or not? You tell me, well, the more get instead of Neidov Koinim, in fact, the more Neidov Koinim, Al Mai Tamachokim is like a coin, it goes first. But you have a person's real coin, Chori beats a Tamachokim who's Koyin Tam Chokham beats Tam Chokham. So, myself, I used to buy in Chodesh Zatzal. It used to be in the Haim, like years ago, the Yeshiva Smear used to have portions on the table. It used to be six portions of six people. So, I asked them, let's say get to the table, it's Tuesday, there's four portions of chicken and the six people. Do you have to let the coin go first? So, first, that's asking me why the six people, the six portions, why only four? There should be a cage of six. What happened over here? So, I said, no, people take two portions. Yeah, I know, people take two. What's going on over here? So the Maisa asked him, do you have to let the coin? He said, you have to let the coin take, and you'll Maisa to miss. The Maisa, the question McCauley used to discuss, in the end of Vikidashtoi, what does that mean, Vikidashtoi? The chetza that you're giving is Kaddish over here? Or you're being Mekash the coin by giving him everything, anything? Biradover, is the thing you're giving him the chetza or the gavro? That means the yeshiva food is not Kaddish. Look for some people. Yeshiva is not Kaddish. Right? So the words of Rashi in the Dharm says, what are you giving? He says, Lechem Apadim. Words of Prima Gadim by Sudas Mitzvah. When the food itself is maybe is Kaddish. The thing itself is has to be Kaddish. Well, no, you give him anything and you make Kaddish him, the Gavra. What's the Kiddush? What's the Pashuk Taitchwaj of the Mitzvah over here? Is the Mekaddish him or the thing that is Kaddish to give to a Kayin? This is the Chefzo or the Gavra? Maisa, Negeta Ausu, they point out, not known after me this Chakiro. Here is Kashi making the bracha. The bracha itself is a dava shibikdusha, is a mitzvah itself. Whether it's on the gabu or the chepzel, of course, who goes first? A kohen should go first over here. The gate bechsam wasn't. The gate tamaitzi. Either case over here. How the question with Klolius, is that true? What's the kedashtoy mean? That means the nafkamina. I once asked Rav Hellman, Ram the Shiva Smir, when you go to bank, your coin, tell everyone the line, you know, I'm first, you know, tell everyone to move over in the bank. He said, if I try it, no one's going to listen. To get them upset at me. Maisa, why not? So what's the kedashtoy? Maisa, people go to Mr. Mekuf Laman A, says it's in the chetzel. The thing that you're giving has to be kodesh. The yeshiva food is not kodesh. The bank is not kodesh. Maisa, the graz, and Bikur Roy place when they rush the ran, do not go this way. You have to give everything. You have to kodesh him. Kush over him. Well, so we have a machlekes l'maisa where the kedashtoy is. Not negate our sugya, but the question with Klolius, could a person cut a line in yeshiva? Then you get questions sometimes certain yeshivas. Can you press down the line and say, you're a kohen, I go first?
About Levi?
A Levi, you'll get the same Rish Aleph, Mishmua says the same thing. Right, that's Rish Aleph.
Should a kohen be Michael?
Should it be Michael? It's easier for them to live life than Michael. Not by Elias, no. Now, when a person asks you after he's betaya whether it's the Baal HaBos or the Kohen or the Gadol, might say, who should give? Let's say it's the Baal HaBos, who should give first to? So that, you know, your wife see you, you know, your wife's at the end of the table, let's say, you pass to your wife, she goes first, then the kids go, that's poshut. Let's say your mother is there and your wife is there. Maisa, what? So, Eim Avin al Mitzvah is when you're giving to anybody and they choose to pass on. I'm giving it to my kids to give to my wife. It's not theirs. That means it's true. I've been by the Rosh Yeshiva Zetzal of Chevron, and he was very mocked, but everyone who gets should take and eat and then pass on because of Eim Avin. And l'chura, the Torah says, Eim Avin means when I give to everyone, you can pack, take and pass. But if you're not taking pass, the person gave to you, it's not yours to take.
So you just give his wife or somebody else?
That means when I give my kids, I'm what? No. Actually, he told people Eim Avirin, Rav Zaks. He told me Eim Avirin, Rav Zaks. He told me that everyone has to take. I buy the meal. And he said, you pass a couple one, you take, and then take the next one, pass on, take the next one, pass on. Let's say in the case where you have your mother there and your wife there. Yes, your mother there and your wife there. Might say, who goes first? Why? Which one? Which way is why? So, Maisa, your mother, you have a din deraisa, the kap, the kibas, the kabes, the vichavasimecha. That's one of the Tariq mitzvahs. So, the first side of the luchas over here. And your wife, Maisa, you have to give him a mezainis, but she may be not in the mechavada, maybe ishlotim. So, yes, I'm chayim to the yefki. We have the din deraisa, said the Maisa, your wife also has a chiv to mechavad, a shrigger. So, both of you mechuyev in your sugar, you and her. The Rebbe says, your mother goes first. Let's do the other way. Let's say your wife's there and your father-in-law is there. My shver is there. Who goes first? Reb Chaim says, Atav Ishchachayim Chloidom, the Yishver goes first. Pashtus, when the Yishver goes first. Let's ask them the question. But the Chura, people who you and your wife mechuyev to mechabed, say your father, say your mother, say your shver, say your shver, they go first, then your wife goes. Now the mob brings down this halacha when you being with Tzaya, first you say Bereshus. Chodim brings down Lashon Bereshus. Mishmua Paskin, we say Bereshus. Hagam Kiduo. Now those, the Goin and the Chanish Lamaisa, did not say Bereshus. The reason why I say Bereshus, it's at the middle of Anova. Now they do point out, what's Anova? That's halacha, you're supposed to be being with Tzaya.
There are
Masas where you're with Tzaya? Ramos says, Mavorach, you're with Chilu Bereshus. Mavorach, what makes the Mavorach, the Bracha? What's Mavarach? You make a mighty. The Elam says Rishos, and they say Baruch Adah Hashem.
No, but he says, when he talks about
Mighty,
he says
Mavarach.
He talks about
friends of
says Mavarach.
He's talking about Mitzayah here. His case is Mitzayah. Mavarach, Yemet Chila by
Mitzayah.
The words of Mishabuah is Afila Gadol Huah Mitzayah Oy Balabayas. Mishmu is very clear, the Baal Bayis has Rishos by being Mitzayah. The guy is in Maisirab.
You have to let your Shvarah be Mitzayah.
Sorry?
You have to let your Shvarah be Mitzayah.
Do you have to? No, you don't have to. No. Is there a mitzvah? I personally, I put, the shaila, what's the correct in Hoga Stam when your parents, the in-laws come, how should it be sitting at the table? Should you stay at the head of the table and they go on the side, or they should go to the head, or get some moitzi, does a kiddush, and each one already by now decided what to go do, so I'm not going to tell them what to go do anymore. Now, fine. In the Sif Tezvov over here, Kamal Mechaber says first the Betzaya has to eat the challah first. That's a Mida of Anova. It's a question of general why you're saying because that's you have to go do that's a lot to go first. So walk is still the Balbais goes first. It's a question. Balbais always goes first, even if they're greater than you. So what's Anova over here? So the Mishmur still you say it. I mean, you have to learn the Mechaber that way. But that's the Mishmur says it.
So you'd have to buy eating by your, I don't know, family. You say also by Sabri,
The Kiddush, we have to learn the Kiddush. This is by being Mitzaya. Now, Sif Tetzvav, the Locha sent the Mechaber, the word is being Mitzaya, he has to make a, has to eat it first. Kamal Raman discusses, can you pass before, Avadi you have to eat first. That's clear, you have to eat first. Could you pass, and by the time they get it, or even they get it, they have to wait for you to eat. Could you pass before you eat? Kamal Gemo, Avosh Paskins, Maisa, once we have the Gemo that says a person can say, Tol Umavarach, can even speak and say, take it and make a bracha upon it. Avad, the person can pass first. And all people, Maisa, they'll pass first before they eat. Avad, they have to eat first. Maisa, Kamal Vitaz, says, Soikol Soy, we know Lechatchil not say Tol Umavarach. You have a Bayah, Lechatchil and Salasuk Yavsik. Therefore, the Mishnah brings down the Shaar Achronim, he quotes the Graz, the Mamgim Boim. Maisa, not that way. The correct and Hoga on Shabbos is you cut, then you cut a piece for yourself, you take a bite and eat, and then cut for other people over here. That means, let's say you have 10 people on the table, don't cut 10 slices and then give out. Cut one slice, you eat that slice, and then cut the next slice over here. Now, on the Mishnah Rav Nemensal, with the Goyis, Yitzchak and Yikaro, he wants to tie it, but let's say somebody is very choshev, your Rebbe's there, your father's there. Then he tie it, maybe Echnam, it's on the sugya of COVID, you should pass them first. But otherwise, Stamazai, the loch is, even your wife's there, the loch is, you should pass this, unless she gets offended. You, the chorus, should take a slice, eat it, and then cut and pass to them. There is an hoga by certain people in Faisal, it's brought down by the Piskei Shuva over here. They get Yuchad on Friday night or Shabbos morning on Shabbos that the husband and wife share the same piece. There they cut one slice or they cut two slices and pass one to another and therefore they cut and give out together. They pass his wife first. If you have that in Hoga, there's a Makar for it, a Piyariza, a Pikabola. If you don't have that in Hoga, the Mice, the correct Hoga, what it says over here in Shulchan Aruch is that you cut and you should eat first over here. I got it was once by Chaim Brim, Zatzal, Atam the Chaznish, the Rosh Yeshiva of Square. So actually he cut challah. And he passed his wife, who was in different rooms. Obviously, he ate first till he got the challah to his wife. So I asked him, "My hi, hey, my viewer, you should eat first over here." So he says, "You just know it's Friday, my wife fasted all day, and maybe it's a bayab koch nefesh." So I said, "What do you mean? Can Zayin?" So fine, no right for myself. If I didn't ask, everyone would think you know he passed your wife first. He said, "It's choish, maybe koch nefesh, she started, she fasted." He fasted all week, but he might say, she fasted on Friday later. But my otherwise, you don't have this on over here. A body should cut a slice and eat first over here. And Sifta Zayin, Kamal the Mechaber is very clear. When a person is being Betzaya, he should not cut the challah till he hears Omein from the Tzibur. That means they say Omein, then cut. We already had it brought down early in Sif Gimel, the Ramah, that Mishmur has it sad. The Ramah says that the loch is that a person who's Mavarach should be Chabit to the Omein. The Bialoch has it sad, maybe it means because you have to listen to the idea of saying Omein. It says, Napshap, but Maisi, the Aloch is clear, do not cut the challah until you hear the case of Omein. Sif Yud Zayin, as Aloch is brought down over here, and in Simon Kuf Ayin Sif Yud Beis, twice the Mechaber. Not only is the Aloch that Betzeo should take from the challah first, but every portion on the table, he should get first. He should eat first. That means you have fish, or you have chicken, or you have rice. The one who sits at the head of the table, who took the challah, he should get the first portion. Now that, says the Mishmur and Sif Kufayin, let's say the bunch of plates. Let's say everyone has, let's say, you put out 3 plates of fish on the table. Says the Mishmur, he should take first, even though the other 2 plates, the person is not taking from. The one who's betzei should take first. But then take for us. Now, people have asked me, is that something they should mechanech in the house? It seems to be in different houses, different people are controlling or ruling their house, and then sometimes there are noshim want to take first, the wives or others. And questions in general, and questions in chinuch shabai, when should be machbed not letting kids in the room? When should be machbed when you walk in the house, they should stand up? When should be machbed not to sit in your chair? Or when should be michael, let anyone take, let them sit in your chair? What is the correct hanoga, how to live life? That's a question that applies in chinuch. If you have a good way to answer everybody, please tell me. But it has to be on a case-by-case situation. You have to always realize chinuch is for the future, not for now. You have to judge every child. But one thing I did learn to get these faces, Bekholius, is that the father should not be mechanech to teach the kids to give cover to the father. I mean, his father should not be makbid not to my chair and stand up for the father and to give the father first portion. It should be done by the mother. The mother say, Tati, he goes first. He came home, you stand up. You should not sit in this chair over here. And the best way how mommy can show is by leading by example. Now, if the mother always talks, every time the father comes in, the mother stands up, well, the kids just get the point. No, the mother won't take till the tati takes, they get the point. The mother serves the father, and the same thing vice versa. Also, why sitting in mommy's chair? You know, mommy gets after tati. You know, you pass the challah to mommy, she gets the wine first. The certain on the hog is that the chinuch we should be mechanuch, can each one on their own. But to mechanuch be makban your covet usually does not work. No, they think you just want covet. As the chinuch shabbat should be done by usually by somebody else. Love dafka grandparents. Fine. Sifil Ches over here is that a person needs to give a prusa in front of every single person over here. Now, we tell the sugya of Avelis, it's very clear you should not put it inside a person's hand. Now, the halacha they first point out is that Dafka negate the sugya pass. That means the only time you negate us on Friday night, Shabbos, negate the pass to not put it in a person's hand. Only when over you put it in their hand. Now, they do ask, what happens when, let's say, Reuven is going to pass to Shimon, is going to pass to Levi? Who is the one of Machbid not to put in the hand? Is it Reuven to Shimon? Is it Shimon to Levi? Or if both of them, Reuven to Shimon to Levi? Who is that Akpada put upon? They ask a question of Scheinberg. He wants to handle the Akpada is Reuven to Shimon. They ask of Shmuel Kamenetsky, he says Akpada is from Shimon to Levi. They ask of Chaim, he says Sarachian. I'm not sure how these things work. I'm not sure. Who is Akpada? How does it work over here? Lay it down. But there's some akpada, what goes want to know that's very simple. When you're passing on where that akpada is, the people, they put in a plate, they pass the plate in their hand. So this is the last person, the first person, I'm not clear how to look at it. Sifutas, the sugi over here of Birchs Anenen and Birchs HaMitzvah, want to be Mishi Yetzel, it can be a mightier person or not. That means you already spoke up Arichas and Simon Reshya Gimel, the basic klal over here. The halacha is when a person, when he wants to make a mighty for himself, then he wants to eat the challah, he can be mighty somebody else. But let's say right now he himself is not eating. He cannot make the bracha of a mighty for somebody else. However, in a situation, they gave the birchas mitzvahs, you want to take a lulav, you took ready for yourself, take a shave for yourself. The loch is you can't make a bracha of somebody else, it's a sugar of Aravis. Now, so again, we have the sugar here. It means we have very clear, we have a sugar of birchas anenin and birchas mitzvah. And when earlier on Machlikis, what happened when you brichs and nenen that you were trying to be mighty yourself, and then it got spilled out? Is that nichl together that you were mighty yourself or not? That's Machlikis. Again, to go through Parichis, again, we went through it already one time. What's neged, what is brought down over here in Sifchof? In Sifchof brings down, what is brichs and mitzvahs, what's brichs and nenen? Neged to Friday night Kiddush is very simple. We're making Kiddush with the nusach over there, Avada is a brichs and mitzvah. Have a Shabbos morning, the Birchas HaMitzvah is Dafko, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Olam, Baruch Pi HaGofen. Then Birchas HaNenen is the mitzvah over here. So is the Birchas HaNenen that is the mitzvah, is that Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaNenen? Two nafkaminas. One they point out, if I already make Kiddush, can I make Kiddush for you? That means I make Kiddush at a Simcha Bar Mitzvah. Wife comes in, she asks, can you make Kiddush for me? Can you make Kiddush for her? You're not being yotzi ready. You drink one already. Can you yotzi for her? If it's birchas mitzvah, yes, arvis. Birchas nenen, no. A second afkamino, when I make the bracha of kiddush every time by the my Shabbos meal, does everyone have to drink from the wine? If it's birchas nenen, they have to drink from it. If it's birchas mitzvah, they don't drink from it. So over here, come on the Beis Yosef, and he brings down machlokes and shows him to this question. In the meantime, the Mordechai says the Shabbos morning, the Kiddush is Birchas HaNenen. Therefore, I cannot be Yotzon Isha if I already made Kiddush. When I went home, I can, because for me it's a Birchas HaNenen, and for her it's Birchas HaMitzvah. But at the hall where I made a bracha, a Baruch Pei HaGofen already, my bracha is not chal upon anything. Mashenkin, the Beis Yosef brings down the Beinu Ruchum, says no. The Birchas HaNenen is a Birchas HaMitzvah. The mitzvah is to make a Birchas HaNenen over here. Halacha L'maaseh, as Mechaber Paskin, he writes very clearly that Kiddush is a Birchas HaMitzvah on Shabbos morning. And the more on Simon Rish Ayin Dalad, so we Paskin the Rish Ayin Gimel, the Kiddush is Birchas HaMitzvah. Therefore, the Halacha is the Paskin, that you can't be Maitzi somebody else, again, you're not being Maitzi Kiddush right now. And therefore, they do not have to drink from it. We mentioned already the Chumrah of the Briskos, that the Briskos Rav want to Taino, no, Nechon together of Birchas HaNenen. Therefore, he wanted to drink from it. He went over to Reb Chaim, his father. Reb Chaim said, no, we don't pass like that. That's how we go. Reb Chaim and not go this way. Regular person not pass this way. A gam living down, Rosh Chodesh, the next week, himself was machmir to drink from it, others drink from it. Mitzal lochshe, by repasking this birchas mitzvah, and not birchas hanenen over here. The last point over in the siman, come on the Amor, and it brings down that a person, when he's being betzaya, where should he make eat from first? That means he can have bread on the table and he having betzaya. It's not the chaviva, a person should eat from the petzia first, and not from anything else. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah, and bring down from the shloah. However, therefore, also, a person, the last thing he eats, should also eat the mat and bread that's from the big betzia, it's not the chshivas of the mitzvah that he left over. So the Maisa, again, we have this interesting chiddush, Mishnah Berurah, from the shloah, El Rabo, that brings down, you should leave over a little bit. Now, does the Olam do that or not? I've never really seen anyone leave over a little bit of the betzia left over for the end, Atzach Shivas Shabbat. The Aruch HaShulchan says that you should leave over the words of Mishmur, the Prusa, the Yemein HaMitzi on, leave over a little bit, and you should eat it at the end of the meal. Now the Aruch HaShulchan wants, before you bench, you should eat a little bit of the challah. Before you bench, not just challah on the table. The words are you're supposed to eat from that challah. Shiyechel acha chilosoi. Now the Aruch HaShulchan says that those bring down this minig, but he points out that's against the Ramah. The Mor does not say it. They even want to tell the minig is like the Ramah, not like the Shloah in the Mishnah Berurah. Come on, the Raz, he says, the Maisa, we have those who say to eat in the beginning, those say at the end. It says, we kind both of them, eat in the beginning and a little bit at the end also. So Shalit is the Shlo arguing Amar. Sounds like he is arguing. You can argue the point, maybe he's not arguing. As far as I see, the minig is more like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Olam does not seem to leave over a little bit of the challah to the end of the meal to eat as the last thing over here. Another point the Mishnah brings down, the challah, the prus over here, the person should not give it to a guy, it gives an animal. That means not save it to give it to the zoo. Or Shabbos Shira, the person should not give it out for Shabbos Shira and Moshe Shabbos. Left over the prus over here. Why either mitzvah suga of kavod abrocha says the graz, or says the ben ishchai al shulchan dem the mizbeach is a chesaron in the kavod over here of the challah that was on the mizbeach. We don't give it to animals to go eat over here, or to kusim like animals, same thing over here. And therefore, a person should eat it and not give it out to a goyim kusim. My ben ishchai mamshak the suga in simen klub samachas. That's welcome.